Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinking Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinking Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And before we talk some football with John, reminder, you're doing your holiday shopping, you're looking for someone or Canes or Dolphins merch, you know, wants a little something on their holiday gift list, Canes or Dolphins related, you get to Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or shop online at caneswear.com. So John hosts mornings in Atlanta, but he is a Cane. He is a Dolphins fan. And yesterday, John, I was saying earlier, kind of feels like this Dolphins game is one of those straw that broke the camel's back kind of games for a lot of Dolphins fans regarding Chris Greer, Mike McDaniel, and Tua. And so what do you do with the Dolphins game yesterday? I know you were posting something on your Twitter about the Falcons, like who's most to blame for such and such. And we're kind of there with the Dolphins too.
Yeah. For the Dolphins, it's Chris Greer, number one, Mike McDaniel, number two. And then Tua, you're going to be with anyway. So Tua's not going anywhere, but the other two, about the time that week 18 comes to an end, both of their sorry butts should be fired. One time, fool me. Okay, shame on you. Second time, fool me. Shame on me. 11th time, fool me. I'm just a dumbass if I'm still watching the product. And that's what you're getting with the Dolphins. Is it now 1-11 over the last 2 years against teams with winning records? Like, there's no more playing that, hey, it was the cold. No, you were in a dome yesterday. Hey, no, it's you're playing against Josh Allen. No, that's not a problem either. You're going against C.J. Stroud. They're just not a good football team, and that's all there is to it. They're soft. I'll call it what it is. You're soft. You're finesse. You've drafted horribly. You've overpaid for veterans who are not giving you what you should. Not only the end of, like the end of the season, because I think their season came to an end for sure yesterday. It's the end of an era, and you're going to see a totally different direction for the Dolphins coming up next year.
But John, do you think with Tua, because to be honest, numbers-wise, and I say, and I'm with you, like I'm not defending this regime at all, but Tua, 70% completion percentage, they get the ball out of his hand. It seems like him and McDaniel do have a good connection. They're top-heavy. We talked about that earlier in the show. If we get two injuries, we know the season's over. We understand the construction of the roster is flawed. But do you think it's smart to take McDaniel away from Tua? Because I think Tua thrives in the McDaniel system.
Crowder, you're not wrong. But, you know, last year he thrived in that system and it was chunk plays. This year it feels like the completion percentage is there because all they throw is screen passes. I mean, Devon Achane seems like every other play, it's we're going to swing it out to him. Hopefully he can make a guy miss. We're going to run a bubble screen to Malik Washington or whomever. I mean, I went through a first half yesterday. I don't think Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle had a single catch. I know Waddle had a target or two, and then he gets rolled up on. I think we're selling Tua short to think that he has to play in this system. I don't know about you guys, but one thing that drives me crazy watching the Dolphins is it seems like at the line of scrimmage, one, Tua's got that 17-page armband flopping around with like a terrible SEC haircut. That thing drives me insane. The second part, with 4 seconds, they're always screaming to get a motion going this way, and it seems like they're snapping the ball as time is expiring on the play clock. I don't know if that's Mike McDaniel being a genius. I don't know if that's Mike McDaniel on the sideline can't figure out what the hell he wants to run, or Tua can't find page 27, part B, like he's in the movie Back to School, and he goes, I want to break you in 27 parts. Like, it drives me crazy. But my point to that is I think we're selling Tua short to think that he has to have Mike McDaniel. I think he could thrive in anybody's offense. I just think people have figured this offense out, and it's not going anywhere.
John, you live in Atlanta, and I think you follow the NFL a lot closer than we do. Have you seen a dysfunctional offensive line for as long as Miami has had one? In terms of, like, every year it's, the offensive line in Miami. My entire life, John, 20 years, my entire life, that's the conversation. Like, is it like that anywhere else?
It sure doesn't feel like it, Solana. And I can go back. It feels like the last time the Dolphins had a really good offensive line, Richmond Webb and Keith Sims were your offensive line. As a matter of fact, I think Keith Sims coaches my other son Julian's high school football team. I'm 90% sure he does, because I had a Dolphin hoodie on, and he walks up to me and goes, what do you know about the Dolphins? I go, and I think he did tell me Keith Sims is here. But that'll tell you how long ago it's been since the Dolphins have had a good line. The Falcons had problems for a long time on the O-line, until they went out and drafted a couple of guys in the first round, and Chris Lindstrom and Caleb McGarry, and they found they had a left tackle in Jake Matthews. The problem is it seems like everybody the Dolphins draft is a project, and then they get hurt, and then you invest in Terron Armstead, whose biggest concern getting over here was he was always hurt, and guess what? He's still always hurt. They were starting guys yesterday that were third on the depth chart. A lot of that goes back to the general manager. I think it was Barry Jackson may have tweeted yesterday that no Dolphin from the last five drafts had any impact on the game yesterday. Waddle gets hurt. I don't think Chop Robinson recorded a stat. And nobody else from the last five draft classes had any impact. That's an indictment on who your general manager is. And you're supposed to build football teams from the inside out. Guess what? I cheer for two different teams. One I work for in the Falcons, one I work for in the Dolphins. Both of them built teams from the outside in, and they're both dysfunctional messes.
Maybe you're rooting for the wrong team. Chop Robinson had a good game yesterday, by the way. I would like to make a little qualifier there. Chop Robinson, I believe, was one of the few bright spots in yesterday's Dolphins game. One of the criticisms that I'm seeing, though, John, is Tyreek Hill. There are people now criticizing, writers as well. Adam Beasley tweeted out, Tyreek Hill's stats in the most important game of the season and one of the most important games of his Dolphins career. 7 targets, 2 catches, 36 yards, 3 passes intended for him intercepted. And many writers and fans are starting to suggest that maybe it's time to cut bait with Tyreek, that his production has dropped off and it's not necessarily a function of the quarterback. Maybe it's him.
Yeah, it feels that way. And the ball that was intercepted down the sideline where he has it in his hand, and it almost looks like he just hands it to the defensive back, that's criminal. You cannot do that as arguably the best receiver in football, which I don't think he has that moniker anymore. I know he had it a year ago, but a lot of people passed him by. They should have traded him at the deadline. That was your chance to get out from under Tyreek Hill. I don't see in the offseason where anybody's going to be rushing to go give that guy or give up assets to go get him. But I think at this point, you're going to have to sell anything you can for pennies on the dollar. And unfortunately, 5 years after a rebuild, I think the Dolphins are in line for another rebuild. Yeah, you've got some pieces you could build around. You have your quarterback in Tua. You have a number one receiver in theory in Jalen Waddle. I really like Jonnu Smith. There's a piece or two on the defense that seem like they're salvageable. But outside of that, maybe Devon Achane, you keep him around as well. Outside of that, I'm not sure what you have on this football team. And I think it's time to really realize that after all of this, you still haven't won a playoff game since, what, 2000, when Jay Fiedler was the quarterback? And I think you beat the Colts in a wild card game. You haven't won a playoff game since then. You're about 27 quarterbacks, 13 head coaches, 5 GMs, and you might be going to a new owner before you win again. time for the Dolphins to rebuild. Hit that reset button like they do when you're down 21-0 on Madden, and let's just start over.
And with that rebuild, because I've heard, you know, we've talked about it now. After the loss, everybody, I'm getting texts and tweets and all that stuff. Is it what, like, a Vrabel, a Ben Johnson? Like, you're hearing the OCDC talk as always. Vrabel's a free agent. You know, he didn't have a job right now. Who, if they do move on from McDaniel, who is the golden goose in your mind that's going to get a job this season? Because there's already, what, three jobs open. There's probably going to be five or six.
It's attractive, Channing. I would love Ben Johnson. I know he decided last year not to take a head coaching job, and it looks like he's even going to get more money out of this and maybe a better situation. But you got to build around what you kind of already have. Well, what you already have is some pieces on the offensive side of the football. But I think you need somebody that's going to be a little bit less finesse. And that's been my biggest indictment on Mike McDaniel. Last year, the offense was a ton of fun, scoring a million points. The problem was every time they played against somebody who put some pushback on the defensive line, they really couldn't run the football. They couldn't throw. The timing was off. They'd come out and bully some of the wide receivers. I think you want somebody that's a little bit more well-rounded. And when I watch Detroit play, they run the football as well as anybody with that two-headed monster. Jared Goff seeming like he has 17 hours to throw the football. I know Amon-Ra St. Brown is a really good number one type receiver. They've got a good tight end in Sam Laporta. I don't know that they have two. They're like two or three deep at wide receiver, but they built the offensive line. You know what? They took Penei Sewell, a guy I would have loved to see the Dolphins take a couple of years ago. Hell, we wish we had him here in Atlanta instead of soft-ass Kyle Pitts, who doesn't seem like he wants to play football any longer. So I think the rebuild starts. You find somebody on the offensive side of the ball that can accentuate what Tua and the pieces you have, and then you build the defense from there.